Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Joining us now is Stephen Labaton, reporter for The New York Times, who was paying very close attention yesterday to Timothy Geithner up on Capitol Hill unveiling the Obama administration's version of the financial bailout. Stephen, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, John.
Now, he talked about $2.5 trillion in total assets that are going to go to a combination of lending and securitizing of assets. First of all, give me your sense of what was clearest about a plan that's already been described by lawmakers as too vague.
Well, the clearest thing is that it's going to be a policy on multiple fronts of trying to flood the system on helping credit markets, on helping weak institutions, on helping homeowners, and trying to push, throwing so much against the wall and hoping that enough of it sticks that it can begin to pull the markets out of the crisis.
Well, there are two components of this, and can you describe them at least? I went through Geithner's testimony again and again yesterday, and it was a little difficult for me to understand what was going on here.
Okay, so you have one big piece of the puzzle going to be a program run largely by the Federal Reserve that's going to try to unfreeze the credit markets by supporting efforts to go in and help commercial paper, auto loans, student loans, credit card loans, and that's a $1 trillion effort. You have a second effort that's going to try to help to provide new capital, particularly to the biggest banks, and that we don't have a number on. And the way that will work is that there are going to be so-called stress tests taken of the largest banks. They're going to take their current balance books, balance sheets, and look at what might happen if the economy continues to turn down in the 6 months, and do they have the capital to withstand those downturns? And if not, the government is going to say, try to raise more capital, and if you can't, we will provide it to you with some important and stringent conditions. Then there's going to be a third part, a $50 billion program, to help homeowners themselves facing foreclosure to renegotiate their mortgages. So those are some of the components of the
plan. Let's start with the first one. Here's Geithner describing how he's going to set up this first $1 trillion financing capacity, he called it.
We believe this program should ultimately provide up to $1 trillion in financing capacity, but we plan to start it on a scale of about $500 billion, and we will expand it based on what works.
Now, is that like a down payment, Stephen, where the Feds come up with $500 billion and everybody in the private sector around the world goes, hey, they're in for $500 billion, I want a piece of that action. Is that how it's literally going to work?
Well, the hope is they haven't come up with the calculation for the plan, the so-called bad bank plan, in which they'll buy up toxic assets. So we don't know if it'll be $1 to $1 or how it will work or exactly what the relationship will be. But the concept is that the government, in partnership with investors, private equity funds, hedge funds, other money that's been largely on the sidelines, will begin to look closely at the deteriorating assets and begin to take them off the books of the banks.
All right. Here is a clip from Timothy Geithner yesterday, which I think bears on the issue of style and credibility. Listen to this, and let's talk when we come back.
I want to be candid. This strategy will cost money, it will involve risk, and it will take time. But as costly as this effort may be, we know that the cost of a complete collapse of our financial system would be incalculable for families and for businesses and for our nation.
Now, Stephen Labaton, it sounds like he's saying there we could lose all the banks, and the markets heard that message, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average declined by almost 400 points.
Yes. The concept, though, that he's trying to convey there, and he said it elsewhere in slightly different words, is that during the Great Depression and during Japan's financial crisis and in other places, it's their view and historians' view and economists' view that the governments did not act quickly enough, boldly enough, big enough, and that therefore we need this huge plan, even though a lot of the details are left out, and that's what disappointed Wall Street yesterday. We need a huge plan and do it as quickly. You can't err on the side of being too big, in essence.
Well, history will show. Stephen Labaton, reporter for the New York Times, taking a look at the Geithner financial bailout plan, which at this point, $2.5 trillion and counting, and we'll see if it works. Stephen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, John.